Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Deeds of the Disturber by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 1988 by Elizabeth Peters. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books. As Mrs. Emerson's editor, I think it appropriate to open this fifth volume of her memoirs with a quote from an 18th dynasty hymn to Osiris. His sister was his protector, she who drives off the foe, who foils the deeds of the disturber by the power of her utterance. The clever-tongued, whose speech fails not, admirable in the words of command, mighty Isis. And now, The Deeds of the Disturber.
Chapter 1. In a great many respects, I count myself among the most fortunate of women. To be sure, a cynic might point out that this was no great distinction in the 19th century of the Christian era, when women were deprived of most of the inalienable rights claimed by men. This period of history is often known by the name of the sovereign, and although no one respects the crown more than Amelia Peabody Emerson, honesty compels me to note that Her Gracious Majesty's ignorant remarks about the sex she adorned did nothing to raise it from the low esteem in which it was held.